Welcome, everybody, back to A Kiss Like Yours.
Good to be back with you.
There's the stretch again. Yep. We got the stretch.
Yeah, I know.
It never manifests itself anywhere else except right when we started the podcast.
Maybe I'm just settling in for a good conversation with my tuna.
How's your juice?
It's delicious.
It's gotten better as I've drank it.
Yeah.
The first one was kind of like a little...
Had some bite. It definitely had some bite to it. We are cleansing, y'all. We have been indulging this summer.
I think we've been indulging for the past couple years.
For the past few summers. We've had indulgent COVID. Summers.
Oh, it's been bad.
Yeah. So we've been exercising more. I've been exercising more. You're starting to exercise more.
Yeah, I was at a gym and I was doing so good. I was so strong. And then it just fell apart because we stopped the membership.
Yes.
Yeah. It fell apart.
And
the wheels fell off.
Now we're trying to get back into it. So we're jumping into a
cleanse. I got the home gym, which invested in. Oh, it's just hard to get out there now.
Well, yes. But we're going to make it happen. I've been making it happen. So I'm proud of the strides I've made in exercise. Now the diet needs to come along.
That's what it is.
And like I said, we've been indulgent and we told ourselves after my birthday, we're going to get into it.
Yeah.
So here we are. We're getting into it. We're starting with some juice cleansing. We'll see how that goes. Right now the juice is delicious. We like it. We're enjoying it on a Sunday evening as we get ready to record here for you. You know, message me on Wednesday and see if I'm alive or
we're going to be fighting
what I've done
all week.
Probably thrown out all produce and I'm just head deep in a bag of Doritos.
Let's count how many fights we have because we're going to be so mad. We're going to be like going through sugar withdrawals.
You know, I don't think it's going to be that bad. You definitely get grumpier.
I do.
You get grumpier with the food withdrawals than I do. Even a week ago, you were mad. You came stomping out of the kitchen because you're like, we don't have any snacks in the house because I stopped buying it. You were all mad at me.
I cannot confirm nor deny the allegations against me.
Well, you can't deny them because it happened.
Yeah.
So that's where we are right now. Anyway, we're back. We have been, we've been here, there, a little bit everywhere.
On the go. July 4th, and then we've been busy over the weekends, so we didn't get to record, but we're here now, and you know, we've had some really fun adventures
over the course of our time together.
Yeah, over the course of our time together, we've got another one in the books.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell me about it? It was for your 40th birthday.
For my 40th birthday.
So we celebrated that, you know,
yes,
all last week.
That was awesome. I have so much fun with my birthday weekend because I'm a July 2nd baby. So that always leads into multiple days of celebration that kind of culminates.
4th of July.
4th of July. So it was fabulous. We were deciding, do we have a party? Initially, we thought, yeah, let's have a party. You know, it's 40. It's a big deal. And then I thought, you know what? I don't want to. It's my party.
Yeah, we wanted to use that money for adventure.
Exactly. You know? So we decided, you know what? No party. Let's go out there and let's do something that we haven't done yet. And normally, we tend to do that for our anniversaries. We try to make anniversary celebrations something that we have not yet done together or something that we really, really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
One or the other. So for my birthday, we said, it's a big one, you know, 40.
40. We went whitewater rafting. And I want to do some plugs here. Not because they're sponsoring the show, but, you know, we really just had a good time.
Exactly. It was a wonderful experience. And we love talking about places that we had a great time with and that we hope that you will have a great time with. So we're happy to do that for them.
Yeah. So we went whitewater rafting with a company called Kern River Outfitters.
The guides were amazing.
Bunch of guides that were in charge of our groups. There was 30 of us in the whole sort of party. So we got split up into 5 different rafts.
Mm-hmm.
What wasn't on the brochure was that we were going to be the ones loading and unloading the rafts.
And not only are you loading and unloading your own raft, but they ask for volunteers, and not everybody is volunteering. So, of course, they always look to my husband, who is one of the largest people in any group.
Oh, we need some strong people to come over.
Yeah.
And then everybody just looks at me.
Looks over at you, exactly. I'm like, no fair. I was telling my friend about that. I'm like, it happens everywhere we go. If we're at a party, hey, can you help me hang this up? Hey, can you help me with the piñata? And she was like, oh my gosh, I asked him to do that when you guys were at our party last weekend.
It was totally
fine. And
I'm
like, it's not a problem. Like, he's totally used to it, doesn't mind.
But yeah.
It happens.
It just happens.
So they don't put on there how physically strenuous it is before you get in the water. But we did it. We were up in Kernville.
We were in Kernville. Before we get to that, I want to talk about, you know, a little bit more about Kern River Outfitters.
Yes, please.
So I thought that they were very accommodating to the parties. I thought they were very attentive to the guests. The guides were awesome. At least our guide. Can't speak for everybody, but
all of them seem pretty cool. I mean, we spent time with all of them. We weren't in the raft with all of them.
Kaylee? Was it Kaylee?
Jamie. Thank you. Our guide.
Jamie was great. She was like the head honcho over there.
Yes.
And so, honcha? I don't know. She was great. Jamie was great. And it was really, what I liked about it was even though they asked us to load and unload, which was part of the deal that I didn't know about, but then I was like, okay, well, you know,
seems
we're
fair.
Here.
Yeah.
We're here. You know, let's get into it. Let's raft. Super organized.
Yes, that's what I love.
Super
they
organized.
They had it together. They had their
routine
down.
It was locked
down.
In.
Yes.
So, yes, it was, you know, everybody had a pitch in and everybody needed help. And it's not like this, oh, they do everything for you. And that's totally fine.
Yeah, this isn't glamping rafting.
Yeah, it's not glafting. But, which I appreciated. Like, even though the ask was there, they asked nicely. Everyone was like working together.
They weren't asking you to do something that they weren't doing themselves.
Exactly. Everybody was pitching in and super organized.
Yes.
It was locked in, dialed in as far as steps. What goes here? What goes there? We did probably 40 minutes before we even got in the water of just like
of safety.
Safety and
instruction.
Yeah. Information.
Yes.
What's going to happen? You know, and somebody had died. I was looking on YouTube and they posted it 3 weeks before we went. Somebody had died on the Kern River, a kayaker. I wish I would have. No, I guess I'm good with knowing after. I think it probably would have scared me a little bit more. I was already intimidated.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You held it in.
I held it in.
You held it in well. Because I was super excited. I was all about it. You guys, I was like hanging off the raft. This was...
She was full.
I went for it.
Yeah, she went for it. No, but I was okay on the water. But beforehand, I was a little intimidated. Because you look at it from afar. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem that bad.
Right.
I was really intimidated not by the size of the white water.
But by the size
speed,
of the river, yes.
The speed of and the power of the river.
Because you could see how fast and how strong the current was a good distance from the water.
Right.
So you know that once you get closer and once you're actually on it, it's a totally different animal.
And I kind of equated, we went surfing in Hawaii. And, you know, that wave just comes and it picks
so
you
powerful.
Up. It picks you up and it just kind of takes you for this ride, which is amazing. And you feel really connected with the water. Mm-hmm. On the raft, I did not feel connected with the water. I was like,
I'm trying to survive it.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Which way am I going? I'm not in control. You know what I mean? So, although I think the guide was probably more in control because, you know, they could probably go down those rapids by themselves.
Right.
They don't need us. It's just their. It's just there.
It's there for our enjoyment.
Yeah, it's there for our enjoyment. They're giving us the experience. But it was, I felt like the power of the river and how small I really am. I'm a big guy, right? But I was like, man, I am really small. I mean, we went for the beach time. We were just kind of sitting on the shore and just getting our feet wet, and we were probably in maybe waist deep. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get any further. Right. We were maybe 8 feet away from the shore.
Yes.
Maybe 8 feet away, 10 at the most. And I couldn't get any further because I knew that river was just going to...
Yeah, it would just suck us down.
Yeah. So, really, really fun. Again, Kern River Outfitters, they took care of us out there. They don't know anything about the podcast. We didn't say nothing, but we had a good time. Really, really good time. We stayed... Where did we stay?
We stayed at a cute little...
We got an Airbnb. Well, it wasn't really... I don't think we found it on Airbnb. I ran into it.
Yeah, I was just searching places in Kernville.
Although it's probably on Airbnb, but you didn't find it through Airbnb.
No, I was just searching on Google and I came across it. It actually... I think I maybe stumbled into TripAdvisor or something, but it had amazing reviews. Everyone just talked about how nice the owner was, how clean the place was. And for me, I'm like, oh, cleanliness needs to be number one. I don't want to be eked out at anywhere that I need to spend the night.
Right.
And it was awesome. It was a little drive away from the town.
Yeah, it was. So the place is called Sacred Mountain River Suites.
There's two rooms.
Two rooms. You have the top, the
upstairs and the downstairs.
We stayed downstairs, which was totally fine for us.
There's not a pool on site.
No pool. They do have a little, some like amenities and more like kind of like serene setting. Stress.
Yes. Stress relieving.
Stress setting. Relief areas that you can kind of hang out if you want to.
They had an outdoor shower.
Outdoor shower. We didn't get to do that.
We didn't. We needed to do that in the morning.
I'm going to build one of those here.
That would be fantastic.
SacredMountainRiverSuites.com. So SacredMTNRiverSuites.com. If you're going to Kernville or want to, you know, head up and do some whitewater rafting this summer.
I would say that's an adult stay place. I wouldn't recommend going there with children.
Why?
Because there's nothing for them to do. If you notice, a lot of the other inns like had pools and stuff. I feel like with the kids, I'd probably stay somewhere like that. But the place that we stayed at, it was really nice. It had two big bedrooms, full kitchen. So maybe if you were going with another couple or if you were going for a little bit and wanted access to a full kitchen, you know, that was great.
I disagree. I think you could take the kids.
I mean, you could.
It's got Wi-Fi. You can bring games. You don't need a pool.
I mean, that's true. You have the river. They were also super accommodating. Artie, I'm assuming, spoke with Wendy, the owner, beforehand, and she decorated the room. Little decorations.
Yeah, you know? nothing crazy.
Just a little something to be like, hey, it was your birthday, and I thought that was super sweet. And then they do offer beach setup. So if you do want to go and have time at the river, she went down.
Early.
She set up some chairs, laid out a rug, brought an extra rug in case we wanted to lay out in the sand, held a nice spot for us. I think they got a great spot because we had shade, and if we wanted sun, you know, there was option for sun around, but definitely in that 102 degree heat, the shade was appreciated.
Yep, and they got up early. They got set up for us out there, and then they waited. And
Waited till we got there, and then... We
it was
offered
great.
To, you know, bring the stuff back because we took the truck with us, so we were able to do that. But they were like, no, this is your vacation. And their other guests wanted to come down, so the items were going to stay for the rest of the afternoon. But they were super cool in getting that set up.
Yep. So, again, talk to Wendy over at Sacred Mountain River Suites, SacredMTNRiverSuites.com. And then also you can hit up Kern River Outfitters.
Yeah,
for your white water rafting
adventure. So we started with a category 2 into 1 rapid, and then we went up to like, what would you say, 3.5?
Yeah, it was 3+. Powerhouse was 3+.
Yeah.
So we did Powerhouse.
Which was really cool. I had a blast. I did not expect the water to be as cold as it was. I kept telling Artie we were doing the polar plunge because it literally felt like you were sitting in melted snow. To me,
it felt amazing because it was hot. It was like 102, hot. 103.
Yeah, it was hot. So it felt so good.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, when just that cold water just hits your body, you
I was
feel
all about
so
it.
So refreshed.
I was hot. I was kind of sweating and, you know, and then the water hits when you hit the rapids. You're like, oh, a nice little like splash and
exactly.
cool down.
It was phenomenal. I had a great time. I couldn't ask for a better like 40th birthday celebration. Like we kind of touched on, we've had some pretty awesome adventures over the years. This one was very cool. I wish we would have had a little more time actually on the water and on the river.
Mm.
I didn't expect this to go through them like so quickly. But for our first outing and our first dip into it, I really think everything went perfectly, and we got some pretty powerful rapids.
Yeah, and I think we're moving about 20 miles per hour.
Yeah, it was
no
fast.
Lie. I would guess 15, 20 miles per hour that you're moving.
I would agree because you're moving quick, and we went quite a ways up, and then so to get back to the launch points and the points where you're getting out of the river that fast, you know,
it's called the put in.
The put in
is where you go in.
Okay, the put in,
and then put out, or yeah, put out. Or something like that.
That's what you were expecting to happen after.
You put out, right?
But technically, you had to. It was my
birthday. Little eddies that we kind of...
From where you exit the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody tell me what the terminology is. Yeah. It's my first time.
Obviously, we're rookies, so it was our first time. But it was fabulous. I loved it. And then we had a very nice dinner at a restaurant overlooking the water. Is called Ewing's on the River. Ewing's on the Kern. Ewing on the Kern. My goodness. What's in that juice?
Did you put any vodka on that?
No. I'm cleansing. So no.
Lots of fun.
So it was fabulous.
What are you guys doing? What adventures are you guys doing? Hit us up. Send us an email. kisslikeyours@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Instagram @kisslikeyours. Again, wanted to mention Dad Bod Apparel, still out there, year-round Dad Bod, get you some gear. You can use promo code AKLY for some discount there. Also, I went golfing this morning.
Yes, you did.
I was teeing off at 6 a.m.
Couldn't believe it.
Saw my cousin, which I haven't seen in a while, and haven't golfed with him in a while, which is a lot of fun. So you can go to ShankitGolf.com to get some gear there. Promo code there is Godinez15 for 15% off.
Nice.
Okay, so what are you guys doing? Hit us up. That's what we want to know.
Yep. What adventures are you taking? Have we encouraged you to take one? Like I mentioned, we've had some amazing ones that we kind of talked about as we were having dinner for my birthday. And I had even forgot about some of them.
But
so we're gonna run through.
Yeah. But also, I asked you something that I don't think you were expecting.
Yes.
I said, hey, which one's your favorite? So it was hard.
It was hard. We brought out some oldies, some classics. So the very first water adventure that we did, adventure period, we went kayaking in Laguna Beach.
No, La Jolla.
La Jolla. I always get that confused. Kayaking, La Jolla,
yep.
The sea caves, the sea lions.
Yes.
We were by Dr. Seuss's house.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So that was the first adventure. Then we did surfing lessons in Hawaii.
Yeah.
For our first anniversary.
Yeah.
ATV tour through St. Martin.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
On our honeymoon. Jet skis.
Jet ski to Catalina.
Jet skis to
Catalina. We did last year, right?
No. We did that for our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, so jet skis from
Long Beach
to Catalina.
Yeah.
We rode alongside dolphins.
Yep.
It was phenomenal. I had never seen, well, I can't say I've never because we were on a cruise ship and you look around and there's nothing but water. But being like on the ocean, knowing that it was so deep below you.
And you can't see any land?
Can't see any land. There's nothing around you. So you just got to hope and pray that your jet ski will make it and your body and you will not be jaws.
That you're pointed to the right direction?
Yeah, that was the other thing. I'm like, where are we going? And it was foggy because the day we were actually supposed to do it, they didn't let us.
Yeah.
Because the fog didn't let up.
We had to come back.
So we had to book another day. Okay, so jet skis to Catalina.
Yep.
Whitewater rafting.
Whitewater
rafting. Which was our newest. And then there's one more that I'm forgetting.
No, I think you got them all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't remember how many that was. Okay, so we had to rank them.
Yeah. So just tell me what your number one was, and then I'll tell you what my number one was.
So my first number one was the ATV tour.
Yeah.
Because I was dying to do that, and that's something that I hadn't done. But then you reminded me of a couple of our oldies. So I have to say that my number one was the surfing in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because before we even booked it, before we even thought about doing it, I was working and we had to, you know, you're like manifesting your dreams and all these other things. And that number one on my bucket list was to go surfing in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And you made that dream come true, like, so easily.
It wasn't easy. Are you kidding me?
No, it was not
easy. You haven't even been to Hawaii since.
I have not. I have not. Hopefully we'll get back over there. But that was it for me. That was my number one. Surfing in Hawaii.
And that's a really high ranking one for me because of the connection that I had and the feeling that I had when I surfed. I didn't expect it to be that much of a experience.
An emotional experience.
Yeah, like it was, yeah. When that wave kind of picks you up, it kind of like, I don't know, it's hard to describe. The only way I can see that I can really describe it is it picks up your board and starts to carry you towards the shore. Mm-hmm. And then it's got power behind it. And I'm just like, this is a different feeling.
Yeah.
This is a different feeling. And I was proud that I was able to get up, for one. That's what she said. Don't be nasty. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I was really tired. It was a great workout. And I just felt like a connection to the water. And the vibe, you're in Hawaii, the water's amazing.
Beautiful. We were there for our first wedding anniversary. Yeah. There was just so much. So many emotions. But that's definitely my number one.
That was one of my top ones. But the jet skiing to Catalina for me was my number one.
Yeah.
When you tell people you jet ski to Catalina, they're like, what? Like, you rode a jet ski? Like, yeah, you rode a jet ski.
For 2.5 hours.
Yeah, they're 2 hours. Mm-hmm. You're on a jet ski for 2 hours. Yeah, dude. And you're going through the ocean. Again, we saw dolphins. We were riding with a pod of dolphins.
Yeah, they just came right up to it. They're like little kids. They're so cute. They're like, oh, hey, guys, what are you doing out here? Hey.
They want you to be part of the pod, so mm-hmm. you have to slow down.
Yeah.
So you slow down, and you just kind of ride at their speed, mm-hmm. and you're just surrounded.
Yep.
They're jumping out of the water. They're just, you know, they're all over your jet ski. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we did a couple of experiences through the excursion. And one of the things that really, from our relationship perspective, that I remember out of that trip is at a certain point, you have to go into this cave. And the cave is not accessible through the jet ski. So you have to jump off of the jet ski and swim through the cave. Mm-hmm. Now, you just jet ski through the channel, right?
Yes.
The channel to Catalina. It's deep, right? Yes. So there's all kinds of thoughts going through your head.
And you're in a wetsuit, and you're in a life jacket.
Yeah.
So it's not easy for you to maneuver.
Right. So it's about, I would say, a 50-yard to 100, not 100, probably like 50-yard swim. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you got to go through a kelp bed. Mm-hmm. And for me, the kelp bed is something that's so eerie to me. It's really eerie.
Because it just feels like it's going to start wrapping around your arms and just drag you down.
And is that kelp? Is it? What is it? Is it something else?
Right.
You don't know. Mm-hmm. So they were like, if you don't want to go, that's fine. You know, just stay here with us and, you know. And you're just a little bitch, but hey, right. You know, no big deal.
And that's never really our style.
It's not our style.
Like, we came for the experience.
This is what we're here for.
Experience it up, baby.
Let's go. Let's strap on the big boy boots and stop being a wuss and get your butt into the water. So we did. And it's just mentally, it just had to check out and just focus on where I was swimming and not care about anything that I was feeling. But when we went through those kelp beds, all that seaweed. Oh, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I was glad to get past it. At a certain point, you get past it. No big deal. And then you go into this cave. And the cave naturally kind of spits you out with the current.
Yeah. They tell you, turn around, get on your back, and just kind of like kick. And you'll feel it suck you in. And then...
Don't be nasty.
And and then when it starts spitting you out, that's when you start moving.
So you're a spitter, huh? With it. Yeah, it's an amazing experience. If you guys ever get the chance to go to Catalina on a jet ski, I would highly recommend it.
Yep. Their Instagram, I believe, is Jet Ski to Catalina.
Jet Ski to Catalina. Pretty straightforward.
Yep. That was a lot super of
cool
fun.
Super cool people.
We haven't even talked about some of the land adventures we did, like the Whaley House tour, the Shanghai tunnels.
Oh, we're going to have to save that for another episode.
Portland.
We're going to have to save that for another episode because we've done a lot of cool stuff on land as well.
Yep. The Everglades. We did a fan boat ride through the Everglades.
Yes.
In Florida. So give us some more things that we need to check out because we do love to do that. And no bungee jumping, no skydiving. I'm out on those.
Yeah.
For sure.
No bungee jumping, no skydiving. I think I'm good.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we do need to do zip lining, though. We haven't done that. Oh,
yes. Yeah, we haven't done that. That's definitely got to be next up. So those were our adventures. That's where we've been. That's what we've been up to.
Mm-hmm.
We've also had some downtime. Been enjoying a lot of dates. And we have been putting to practice what we preached in one of the last episodes.
Yes.
That little tidbit that you picked up from the sex therapist.
Yeah. So we're talking about having a sesh before the date. Now,
highly recommend it.
You know what, guys? It's been working.
Very well.
It's been working. You got to have a sesh before the date.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can make it work, right? I think we've been kind of getting lucky because... thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we drop off the girls at my mom's for babysitting before, and then we have some time to ourselves to get ready and all that good stuff. And then, you know,
the house is quiet.
The house is quiet. So do your best to set it up, guys. I'm telling you, it's
phenomenal. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where this gem of information had been hidden this whole time. But it just sets a completely different tone.
Yeah.
I just feel like at dinner, we're like all canoodly and, you know.
Footsies.
Yeah. Just loving on one another still. And like, oh, I like what you did. You know, talking about that kind of stuff. And then there's the opportunity for a bonus round later on in the night.
That's the thing. Like, you know, I just feel like sometimes there's always that question of when you get through the date or the night out,
mm-hmm.
like, are you tired?
I'm full.
Like, we've done.
Oh my gosh, we didn't do it.
I've drank so much, I'm spinning, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever. But you don't. There's like no pressure. There's no pressure at the end. You know, there's no pressure. You just enjoy the night out. Like, hey, we're home. Do you want to go to sleep? Yeah, I'm tired. Or, you know, or not. Maybe you just go round two or maybe round five. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever round you're on.
Go for it.
Maybe they did round two before, mm-hmm. you know, one and two before. And now you want to go three. I don't know.
So if this is something that you have not tried, we highly recommend implementing into your date night routine.
Yes.
If possible. Do it beforehand. Take a little downer, you know, give you some breather time. Make sure you have enough time between your dinner reservation or your movie to get yourself ready. Give yourself 20 minutes to lay down and enjoy what took place.
So I've got some feedback on this.
Okay.
One of the couples that has reached out said, yep, we're going to try. I want to implement this, but I'm going to follow up. I'm going to follow up in a couple weeks. If they don't, you know, come back and let me know what
we're going to harass them.
Yeah, I'm gonna harass them and say,
have
okay,
you been doing it?
Did you try it?
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
Give me some feedback.
You guys, you got to try this. Get back to us in the Q&A portion on Spotify or anywhere else where you're listening, and let us know what you think. Has it been working? Is it creating better dates? Because sometimes there's a lot of friction, and you go out on the date, and it's just kind of carries over, and you're like, you know, you're still kind of grumpy and what's the word? Bickery with each other.
Yeah, tension.
Yeah.
I think
that helps alleviate. And I think that carries us over into...
Hold on.
Our next segment.
No, not yet. One thing that I want to share with you guys, because in order to have the pre-date sesh, that means you guys got to go on dates. Like, there's people that I know, married people, that you stop dating. And I don't really understand yet why. I don't know if it's a financial thing or if it's a time thing, but if you stop dating, thing. If you stop dating, I'm not saying it's an issue, but
it's an issue.
Well,
yes.
Okay.
It will create issues.
I think it's another, I don't think it's the issue is what I mean. The issue is not that you stop dating. It's probably just a symptom of more stuff.
Yes.
Right? So you stopped going on dates because X, right?
Okay.
But fix that. But also keep dating. Keep going on a date. Especially if your love language is time. If your love language is time and you're not going on dates, then you're going to be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, but that can carry over into anything. Acts of service. If your love language is acts of service, you need your partner to set up a date for you
so they
can show you how much they love you.
Right. No, 100%.
And if your love language is gifts, it's like, oh, the gift of setting up this date for you.
Yeah.
If your love language is physical touch, how else are you supposed to get that if you're not out together touching one another?
Right.
So, you know, it all trickles in.
Super important.
Yeah. You got to date. You got to continue to date each other.
Okay. Sorry. I messed up your segue.
That's okay. Part of what I was saying, you know, as you have your little pregame, right? Your tailgate party, if I will, in the bedroom, that will help keep your husband or wife off of Ashley Madison. Have you guys seen, we were waiting for this to drop.
Oh, yeah.
The Ashley Madison docuseries on Hulu. We had some extra time after our date, so we came home. OMG, you guys. OMG.
I think it's a very interesting concept. I remember Ashley Madison when it came out. It's an interesting concept. And everybody was like, what?
What is going on here?
What?
Why are they advertising for these people to come on and have this secret love affair? And this is a place for couples because you're not saying, I want to leave my wife and kids. You're just saying, I need some fun. I need some excitement. I need to bang one out. Well, you should be saying that to your significant other.
Yeah, you should be banging one out.
Exactly.
But so. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting story. I would recommend you guys watch it together.
Together.
Don't watch it. Separately. Don't watch this one alone. Okay? It's going to come up in your like continued to watch feed. And your wife is going to be like, "Why are you watching Ashley Madison?
Trying to set up your profile?"
No, babe, it's not like that. I swear. It's
purely informational.
It's just a documentary. A documentary on what? How to bang somebody? Anyway,
yeah, so pretty interesting. I mean, so many things came out.
What did you think of this?
I liked it. It hurt my heart.
We're not done yet though, because we fell asleep. We have to finish the last part.
We have to finish the last one, the last half of the last one. But I caught something pretty interesting off of the guy that was the journalist.
Yeah.
And what I like about what he said was that just because you didn't sleep with someone doesn't mean you didn't have an affair.
An emotional affair doesn't
mean there wasn't infidelity.
Yeah, you're talking about an emotional affair where you didn't really go through with it, but you still, your intention was to grab attention from somebody else.
And you were messaging them, you were behind your significant other's back, and you are entering in this clandestine relationship.
Sending the old dick pics over, huh?
So how do you feel about that?
How do I feel about what?
What about what he said about do you feel that even though you don't physically consummate the act, that it isn't technically infidelity or cheating on your significant other if you are having an emotional connection with someone else?
I think it's a slippery slope.
I do believe that to be true.
Maybe you do, and I wouldn't argue against it. Other than, you know, there's people that, you know, you have thoughts about people all the time. Like, as men or women, you look over, you say, hey, that guy's hot. Oh, that woman's hot. Like, so yeah,
okay, but that's not an emotional, intimate, I am removing my feelings away from my significant other and now projecting onto that. That's a human fleshy
instinct. I get it. And that's where it kind of starts, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, if you go up to them and say, hey, I'd like your number because I'd like to smash, now you've crossed the line.
You know, you've got that. You've got the next level where you're just like, I don't know, watching porn. You got the next level where you're talking to somebody. You know, yeah, I can see where an emotional, especially because one of the ones that was on there, like, he was there for like 18 months. Like, that was a full-on affair. But how long? But see, that's the thing. Are you just talking to this person for 6 months? Are you not doing anything? To me, that's an affair, right? But if you're like
you're dabbling, to me, that you have already stepped out on your marriage. That's how I would take it.
I mean, if you like logged on, is that what you're saying? Like,
you
logged, I don't understand.
On, you created an account, you sent messages, and you have gotten responses. Hey, I'd like to know more about you. Oh, you know what? I'd like to know more about you. Hey, you want to send a pic? Okay. Even if there were no pictures involved, just the fact that you are creating an outside relationship out of your marriage, that right there, I'm like, no, you're stepping out on me.
No. I get, okay. And I would agree with that. I think I would agree with that. Yeah, you're trying to make an emotional connection. Yeah,
I think people
with that person.
I think people like to, you know, blow off the fact. Oh, okay, so I was watching that. Okay, it was just pictures. Just a magazine. Just a video. You're still stepping out on your significant other to do that. You should be getting all those things from your partner.
I would agree.
It was just a date. Oh, just one time.
Okay, but here's the difference. We'll put this between you and I because you feel one way about it. So if I came to you and I said, hey, I had an emotional affair, mm-hmm. right? Nothing happened, but I had an emotional affair.
Yes, I'd want to stab you. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, yes, you would want to stab me. But would that hold the same amount of water as if I said, hey, I slept with somebody else?
I honestly think it would hurt.
No freaking way. No freaking way.
Just as bad.
No freaking way. I mean, because you know what? Because
someone would hurt more.
Yeah, exactly.
That carries more weight. But the fact of knowing that you're still like laying in bed next to me every night, you know, touching me, kissing me, coming home to our happy family, and then that you're doing that behind my back,
No.
I would be heartbroken.
I understand all that. No, I understand you would be hurt.
That's definitely feel that you would
be hurt
too. You would feel that weight of like, he's cheating on me.
I would. Okay, so here's my difference.
You can't act like you wouldn't.
I would be hurt. However, I would react different. In my mind, I would react different.
How would you react if it was
an emotional affair? It would be like, what? I should have done something.
Right.
Like, I'm doing something wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm doing something wrong.
I would take that feeling as well. Like, what did I do?
But if you would have slept with somebody, now I'm mad at you.
Yeah, I would have put that 100% on you.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. So it's different.
Yes.
Is it an affair? Yeah, it's an affair.
Should you be doing it? No, shouldn't.
Nobody's saying you should be doing it. But what I'm saying is it's a different level to have an emotional affair than it is a physical affair.
I think the thing is that people kind of laugh it off and shrug it off, and they really shouldn't. is my point in it. Just messaging them. That was nothing. It's not nothing.
I hear you.
You know?
I hear you.
Not when you've committed your life and your love to somebody else.
Yeah. So
devastated. Oh my gosh.
So we asked each other yesterday. If each other had ever had an Ashley Madison profile, because I guess they released, like, I don't know what day.
Did you look to see if I had one?
No.
Did you check?
No. Why would I do that? You told me it was no.
Did you find Naughty Lie? 00?
I don't even think we were married when that event happened.
We were married.
What year did it get all released and all that?
Wasn't it like 2015?
I don't know. We'd have to go back.
It was 2015.
Okay.
But we were married.
It was way before I had my Ashley Madison profile.
Yeah. You paid for that perma delete.
No, we asked each other if we had an Ashley Madison profile. Of course, you know.
I never did online dating. I never got there. I didn't have a match.com.
I had a match.
I didn't have a MySpace. I had a match. Did you ever go on an online date?
No. No. Because I think I only had like the free version and I never wanted to pay for like the
messaging capability.
Yeah.
You just kind of wanted to see what was on there. See if it'd be worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, but yeah, so.
So that led us to our question. Actually, I had asked you this before and we said, no, you know what? We're going to save it for the podcast.
Yes.
And then Ashley Madison happened to come out.
Correct.
So I feel like I know the answer for you and I will say why, but I will let you speak first before I dive into it.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's the question.
What's the question?
The question is, would you tell your significant other if somebody sent you nudes? Someone slid into your DMs, some rando to your phone, email if you're, you know, over 50. Would you tell your significant other?
Hell no. Hell no, I'm not going to tell you if somebody sent me
nudes.
And
here's where we are so different. If I got a dick pic or any other type of nude or solicitation from someone, I would run to you and be like, oh my gosh, look what I just got.
And
I would show you on my phone. Here's why.
Why would you do that?
Here's why I would do it and why you wouldn't do it. You know why I would do it?
Why are you getting mad at me?
Because
it hasn't even happened yet.
Because I know why you'd hide it from me. You probably have. You're lying. I can already tell you're lying right now. And we're going to.
I'm not lying.
No. Okay. He always tells me. He will not tell me anything, but he will not lie to me.
Yeah.
So let's put him to the test.
Yeah.
Since we have been together, has someone sent you naked pictures?
Yes. But I told you
not
about this.
Not me.
No.
Other than me.
I told you about that. The one I told you about. I did tell you about that.
The one.
Yes.
You told me about one.
Yes.
Have there been more?
No.
Has anyone tried to message you flirtatiously on any of your social media profiles since we have been together?
No. No.
I think you're full of shit.
Oh my gosh.
Why are you laughing then?
Because this is on like the podcast. Okay. So it's funny.
Here's why I would tell you and why you wouldn't tell me. I would tell you because I did not solicit them. You wouldn't tell me because you were probably flirting with someone and then they decided I'm going to take this up another level.
That's 100% wrong. Here's why I say I'm not going to tell you.
You're a flirt. That's 100% true.
I am a flirt. That is a fact. But you forgot the other part of that, which I think is important that you haven't said.
Okay.
I said I would not tell you, but I would not lie to you if you asked me.
Yeah. So now I have to ask you every 3 days.
Absolutely.
Here's why that was not in our vows.
Okay, so here's why I wouldn't tell you. Okay, let me speak my piece now. Here's why I wouldn't tell you. There's no need to tell you.
See, I don't think that's fair.
Let me tell you why. If somebody were to send me like nudes or whatever, right? I just go, okay, like, no, don't do that. Knock it off, whatever the case is. If you send me, I couldn't even tell you what I would respond because I'm not getting nudes. Okay. For one, I don't know where it crosses your mind that I would randomly just get nude pictures from women. I don't know. Home with you. We're here together 24/7. Who am I possibly talking to that I'm getting nudes? That's number one.
I don't
know. Number two.
What if you have a secret admirer?
If I had a secret admirer, I would say, hey, my wife doesn't appreciate that. I don't appreciate that. Can you please stop? I trust myself to be able to handle the situation like an adult. And I know that, therefore, you are not going to flip your lid, because as soon as I would actually come home and say, like, hey, look what I got today, the question's going to be on me, for one. Two, you're going to think it's going to happen all the time. That's what you think is going to happen. You're going to be like, oh, is it somebody else today? Is it somebody else tomorrow? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, I get to ask you about that and we get to have a laugh about it. I don't think it's fair that you get to hide that information.
Not hiding it. But if you ask me, I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, so then you don't care. If I start getting random dick pics, you don't care if I show them to you? Don't care?
It's not that happens. I don't care. It's that I trust that you would handle the situation properly. I have full trust in you that you are my wife and you are not going to cheat on me. So if somebody were to send you a dick pic, first of all, enjoy it. Second of all,
see, that's
cut it off right there.
That's the problem.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. They're not fun. Okay, like, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Like, why does it have to look like that? It's not fair. If you get nudes, they're going to be way better looking than mine.
That's your assumption.
And maybe.
And know. That is completely your assumption that I'm getting nudes and they're better than yours. That's your assumption.
Which I don't have any. What do you think is going to happen after this episode? Are we going to get flooded with just random pictures? I feel like my friends are going to have a field day with this and they're just going to start sending me like random.
They're going to send you a whole bunch of emojis eggplants.
I was going to say I'm going to be getting tons of emojis.
And I'm going to be getting peaches.
And they're going to be like, go tell Artie. I can see it now. I can see it now.
No, I'm not going to tell you, but if you ask me, hey, did you get a dick pic today? Did you get boobies sent it to you? Did you have... No. The answer is no. Nobody's sending me anything. Nobody cares about me. It's just you. Nobody wants me. It's just you. Done.
Done. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. What more is there to say?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? What do you think? Who do you side with? Let us know.
Okay, so we've also, I feel like there was one more that we needed to watch, and we will come back with that one, but it has to do with a guy that was, they were married, and we haven't seen this yet, but it's on Hulu too.
Oh.
They were married, and then he like started like this buying prostitutes, and it's just this crazy story. But we have to finish off with that one as well.
Hmm. All right. Well, should we finish off on a happy note?
Yes.
With some funny stuff that we've seen?
Yeah.
So on Prime, maybe we've talked about it, maybe we haven't, Jury Duty. If you guys are in need of a good laugh, go to Amazon Prime, look up Jury Duty. Stupid, funny, hilarious.
Yeah.
Just hilarious.
Two thumbs up for that one.
Yeah. You give it two kisses, huh?
Two dick pics.
Oh my gosh. The other thing, I wanted a good girl time laugh. I was hoping to get to go with one of my friends, but it didn't work out for us to connect because, you know, wild summers. But you went with me and we saw the Jennifer Lawrence movie, No Hard Feelings.
No Hard Feelings.
Oh my gosh. Loved it. Loved it. Chick flick.
Oh. Jennifer Lawrence sent me some nudes.
Yeah. Chick flick all the way.
I told her I don't appreciate it.
Now you're just messing with me. That's fine.
Hey, if Jennifer Lawrence sent me nudes, would you be mad?
Well, just tell me. That's the thing. You'd freaking hide it from me.
I think, okay.
That's the thing that I hate.
If Jennifer Lawrence sent me nudes, I think I would tell you that.
Yeah, you'd be so proud. If Salma Hayek sent them, if Jennifer Lawrence sent them, if J-Lo sent them. Yes.
I mean,
these girls that are older than me,
okay.
You want to see their body.
Wait.
Probably not Jennifer Lawrence, though.
Honestly, would you be proud that I was able to get a nude from Jennifer Lawrence?
I'd probably be thinking that you're getting catfished, and I would ask you, where's your ATM card? That's the first thing I would ask.
God, you know? Think I'm just this, like, dumb freaking...
Man boy.
Man. Oh, that was Jennifer Lawrence? Here's my credit card. Oh, $10,000? Go ahead, Jennifer Lawrence. Take my money.
I don't know. Like, look at all the men on Ashley Madison. I think my case is built.
Right, millions there. Of dollars. Hey, but they didn't tell you it was all one guy.
Yeah. But they didn't tell you it was all those chicks were robots.
Yeah.
It was a dude.
Yeah. They're all catfishing. One guy.
Oh, man. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Okay, guys. Well,
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to let you go. We're going to get out of here. We're going to have to go fight because my wife doesn't believe me. Or do you want my phone? Oh, by the way, you have my password to my phone. I have your password to your phone.
We hide nothing.
We hide nothing.
If you don't want the other one to see it, don't send it. Because at any given time, any one of us can grab a phone. The passwords are the same. Half the time, we don't even realize what we're doing. So it's there. I got nothing to hide. You got nothing to hide.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the funny thing is, we don't go through
each other's phones.
I don't either.
I
mean, I don't know if you do. I don't care. I have nothing to hide.
I don't either.
The only time I'm trying to hide something is if I'm trying to plan something. That's when I don't want you to know. That's when I don't want you to see emails. That's when I don't want you to see messages.
I don't see that stuff. I don't. And I don't think you should be snooping through your husband's or wife's phone. But the best way for you not to get caught, tell you right now, the best way not to get caught with doing any shenanigans is don't fucking do the shenanigans.
Don't do it.
It's not worth it.
It's not. It's not. You have the person that you decided to build your life with you.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Or
if you guys aren't talking, then the both of you need to go talk to someone else.
Yeah. Or cut it off. Or you know.
If it's not working.
Cut your losses.
Yep.
You know, I'm not a proponent. I don't really condone divorce and all that stuff. And it's all particular to your own situation. I get that. But
I wouldn't say I don't condone divorce. I condone divorce. I don't think there's, you know, if you are not meant to be together, then don't stick it out just because you have kids. And
yeah, but I'm not.
An unhappy home is quite the prison.
Yeah, I get it. But I guess
don't
from
give
my.
Up. I think what you're saying is don't give up.
Yeah,
I think that's what
you can't mean. just say that. Okay, I quit.
Yeah.
You know, because we've known plenty of people that have done that already. Mm-hmm. You just say, okay, I quit. Like, what do you mean?
Quit what?
What are you quitting? You haven't even started yet.
Right.
Which
we'll get into that next week.
That's a tease for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Starting your marriage. When does your marriage start? Okay, so we'll let you guys go. Don't be nasty, okay?
No, I disagree.
Well, be nasty. Just be nasty with your spouse.
Together before your dates.
Exactly. All right. We'll talk to you guys. We'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for making this a part of your day.